Yeah, I actually have a pair of truly wireless earbuds that I got a week back. And this is the Jabra Elite 65T. So J-A-B-R-A, and then the word Elite, and then 65, and the letter T. And so these are, think of them as, you know, AirPods competitors. What I like about them is that these, they go in instead of having something that kind of drags the earbuds down into your ears, these go in and then you twist them to get a seal. And they have physical controls on them, unlike the AirPods. So on the right earbud, you have a multi-function, and on the left one, you have volume up and down, which can, when held, take you to the next and prior track. The earbuds have... you can pick your voice assistant, obviously, you know, Siri or Google, depending on your phone. But then it also has, I'll spell it out so mine doesn't go off, it has Alexa integration to the extent that Amazon, you know, allows that with their API. But that's, you know, the vast majority of her capabilities you have if you choose her as your assistant with these headphones. For these earbuds, they have, there's a basic equalizer setting as well in the app that you have a few presets that you can choose from, and I mean, I can notice the difference. I think the tech press has very favorable things to say about these. The sound quality, I haven't heard the AirPods, but they do say the reviews I've read from like Verge and such, they say the sound quality is better, and I've been pretty happy with the sound. I think it's pretty pleasant, and you hear bass and such, so pretty good for this technology. The charging case is nice that you can, you know obviously because of the buttons, which one's the left and which one's the right, but there's only one way for them to fit in the case, so you can't really get that wrong. Like I said, the app is just really accessible. There's also, there's a setting to, if you want to hear your own voice during a call. There's also, they are a bit noise canceling by default, but you can turn on a mode either with headphones themselves or through the app. You can hear turn on a hear-through mode wherein the mics will pick up what's in the environment so that you can, you know, hear what's around you without having to take them out. So the retail price of these is $169.99, so you know, like $10 more expensive than AirPods. This is kind of the lowest end of their, they have three different wireless, truly wireless earbuds. Jabra does, they have, the call, so I want to mention the call does come through in both ears when you're on a call, which is good. I've heard of earbuds where it only comes out in one ear.
You can only use these with an iPhone, correct?
I haven't tried yet pairing them to my computer. I don't see why they wouldn't work in terms of sending sound. I don't think you can use them to, maybe depending on the app, maybe it might work in iTunes or something to control your music track. I will have to, I don't know, like I haven't tried using them with, you know, Zoom or anything. That'll be interesting to try. You know, it's using Bluetooth 5 too.
Can you get them online from Best Buy?
Yes.
And then you haven't seen a problem with them staying in your ears?
So I, when I'm just like, if I'm walking around or something, I haven't so much seen a problem. Or, you know, if I turn my head and such, where I have seen a little bit is if I'm like on my exercise ball and I am kind of, if I'm like bouncing a bit on that and doing things, because there isn't, you know, like the AirPods or an earbud with like, you know, fins on it, they might have pressure to move it down. But because these, you're putting them into your ears and twisting them to get the seal, they sometimes do get a little looser, and I do have to put them back in. So, but that kind of, that's been my only scenario of the bouncing on the exercise ball where I have had the issue with them. And in terms of their comfort, like they do have three different tips that come with them. You know, I have had sometimes my ear after, like I wore them for a couple of hours yesterday on a call, and my ears did get a little, so I kind of just, you know, as if I was trying to get water out of my ears, just kind of tapped them and, you know, put them back in, and it was fine. But, you know, that was, like I said, after a couple of hours. So I found them to be pretty comfortable.
First of all, how long does the charge last, dude?
Yeah, it's a 5-hour battery life is sort of the default. I mean, it'll depend on what you're doing. You know, kind of a, like moderate volume, you should get up to 5 hours is what they say. And the charging case gives you two extra charges, so, you know, 2 or 13 hours total. And the case takes a couple of hours to charge by a migrator.
Can it, like, be paired with more than one thing? Can you
pair
it?
Does have the multi-point, so it can be paired to two devices at the same time. I haven't tried it yet.
Can you use one, or does it have to have both in for it to work?
You can use the right one at it as a standalone.
Have you made any calls with it, and do the people say that it sound that you sound good over the phone?
Yeah, people have. Like I said, I was on a two-hour call yesterday with my mom, and she said that I sounded good. I did have one person tell me, and I don't know which model of iPhone she's using, but she said that I sounded quite loud, like even when I turned the volume down. So I don't know if that was, maybe that was more her spectrum
right.
iPhone, because I haven't had other people tell me that. Other people have said I sound pretty good. It's not like that Bluetooth kind of sound that you sometimes get where the quality degrades. It's actually quite a good microphone set. I think Jabra themselves as a company, I think where they started out was making, and they still do it. They started with making headsets for call centers, so they do have a lot of expertise in that area.
Do you know what the differences are from the different?
Yeah, I was just going to, yeah. So this is the Elite. The second one up, which is one, so this is retail, like I said, $169. The $189 is the Elite Active, and what that has is a motion sensor, which is used in app to track the number of steps that you're facing, and I think it's made out of a little bit of more grippy material, because like the water is it's IPX 54 I think on the Elite, and I think it's 55 on the Active, so like a little bit more resistant. What's nice on these, they actually have a 2-year warranty against any damage from like sweat and dust. So that's the Active, basically more biggest feature is that motion sensor. And then they have the Sport, which I think are $30 more than the Active, so like $219. And I think those have some kind of like heart rate tracking feature.
Okay.
But the audio, from what I've heard, from what I've read from reviews, is pretty much the same on all.
Same, okay.